With the sub-zero temperatures and wind chills, several area school districts have called KMMO and will not be in session today. According to what has been submitted so far, Marshall Public Schools, Bright Beginnings, Prairie View State School, and St. Peter's in Marshall are closed. Others closed are Blackwater, Brunswick R2, Carrollton R7, Concordia Public, and St. Paul's Elementary School in Concordia, Cooper County R4 in Bunston, Fayette R3, Gillum C4, Glasgow Public, Head Start, and St. Mary's in Glasgow, Hardeman R10, Hardin Central, Lafayette County C1, and Emmanuel Lutheran in Higginsville, also Lexington R5, Malta Bend R5, Miami R1, Norburn R8, Northwestern at Minden, Odessa R7, Otterville, Pettis County R5 in Houstonia and Hughesville, Pettis County R12 at Dresden, Pilot Grove C4, and St. Joseph's in Pilot Grove, Santa Fe Schools in Alma and Waverly, and Trinity Lutheran in Alma, Sedalia 200, Sacred Heart, and E.W. Thompson School for the Severely Disabled in Sedalia, Slater, Smithton, Sweet Springs, and Tina Avalon. Head Start and Marshall will be open, but no transportation will be available. And Raymond will have more on closings and cancellations and the weather forecast after the news. With the temperature predicted to get only as high as single digits and wind chills to be below zero for most of today, the Lafayette County Emergency Management Agency has announced several locations will be available for people to use as warming centers. According to a post on its Facebook page, the Margaret Gray Center at 811 South Business Highway 13 in Lexington will be available. Others available include the Higginsville Senior Center at 101 West 21st Street, the Odessa Senior Center at 217 South 2nd Street, and the Concordia Senior Center at 710 Main Street. For phone numbers and at each location, you can visit this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. Two culvert pipe replacement projects are scheduled to take place in Howard County today. According to a news release, culvert pipe replacement is scheduled to take place on Highway 3 between Route B and County Road 238 and on Route U between County Roads 232 and 249. During each project, one lane will be open and a crew will flag traffic through the work area. Now, all of that work is weather permitting. Peggy McGaw, District 39 State Representative, has been appointed as Vice Chair of the Elections and Elected Officials Committee as a freshman legislator. A release from McGaw says she has filed two bills that will be heard by that committee in the near future. One of them, House Bill number 368, will allow any registered voter to vote via absentee ballot without stating a reason. Another bill, House Bill 496, would allow the Secretary of State's office to provide signatures rather than the initiative and referendum petition process by electronic format to the election authorities for verification purposes. Now, you can read more details about each of the bills with a posting of the story on our local news page at KMMO.com. KMMO News Time is 7:35. Funeral service for 95-year-old Evelyn Nichols of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 100-year-old Sue Rennie of rural Marshall, who died Monday, will be held at 2:30 p.m. Friday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 2 p.m. Burial will follow at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. A reception will be held afterward at the Martin Community Center in Marshall. Funeral service for 81-year-old Bernice Lanker of Concordia, who died Sunday, will be held at 3 p.m. Friday at Bethel United Church of Christ, where visitation begins at 2 p.m. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.